Welcome to ASTD's podcast series. For more information about ASTD, please visit our website at www.astd.org. This podcast is sponsored by ON24. ON24, the virtual communications platform for the global enterprise, provides interactive cloud-based solutions, including webcasting, virtual events, and virtual environments, accessible from any device and supported by robust reporting and analytics. The ON24 virtual learning environment is being used by leading companies to provide engaging training programs for onboarding, leadership and professional development, sales and partner training, and employee education. www.on24.com. This is a feature article on page 58 of the March 2013 issue of T&D Magazine. Generation Y Yearns for Challenging and Satisfying Government Work by Jeffrey Vargas. A proper onboarding process geared toward Gen Y's needs can give federal agencies the upper hand. When baby boomers began entering the federal workforce more than 40 years ago, they were welcomed into a workplace that embraced the idea of apprenticeship and knowledge transfer. Fresh off the counterculture revolution, boomers were eager to make a difference in running their country, and they were racing to answer President John F. Kennedy's call to government service. Government service must be attractive enough to lure our most talented people. It must be challenging enough to call forth our greatest efforts, said Kennedy in his message to the Federal Service, as published in the January-March 1961 issue of the Civil Service Journal. It must be interesting enough to retain their services. It must be satisfying enough to inspire single-minded loyalty and dedication. It must be important enough to each individual to call forth reserves of energy and enthusiasm. For many Generation Y employees today, the Kennedy vision of a government job that is attractive, challenging, interesting, satisfying, inspiring, and important isn't being realized. And the question that perplexes most leaders is why. Onboarding today. A large part of that answer can be found in how federal agencies onboard new employees. By and large, most agencies look at onboarding as a way to acclimate an employee to their corporate culture and to provide employees with the basic tools they will need to complete their jobs. Employees spend anywhere from a few days to a few weeks figuring out how their agencies work and what they have to do to get things done. There's also an almost universal desire from senior leaders to find ways to shorten the onboarding experience so new employees can hit the ground running and start making important contributions right away. To accommodate that desire, many agencies have now begun adopting a virtual onboarding experience to replace the classroom model. For the fast-paced Generation Y employee, onboarding programs that use technology and can bring people up to speed quickly sound great. The challenge is that some of those programs are too focused on tactical objectives and fail to address some of the big-picture issues regarding the world of work. Onboarding fails when it's viewed as an event instead of a process, and when agencies fail to see that many of their new Gen Y employees need to be onboarded to not only their jobs, but the world of work. This can be a sort of ouch moment for both agency leaders and Gen Y employees. Both believe that they are ready for each other, but based on the amount of conflict taking place in the workplace, many agencies need to rethink their onboarding programs. What Gen Y needs. So what should agencies do to improve the Gen Y onboarding experience? First, assume Gen Y is new to the world of work. Before you ask Gen Yers to execute technical work assignments, make sure that you have taught them the basics about being productive and effective workers. Don't assume that they know how to hit the ground running on day one. For many of them, they are great at following scripts, and they will be looking for you to provide a daily script of what they are expected to do and the time frame they have to complete assignments. Though senior leaders can and should provide direction on the completion of work, it will serve an agency well to break the illusion that every job and every position has a script associated with it. Good onboarding programs get Gen Y and others to embrace the role and importance of the individual contributor. What can make things even more sticky is that hiring managers often assume that a Gen Y professional already possesses an in-depth knowledge of work. They assume that the employee already knows how to work on intergenerational teams, which looks very different from working with a cohort of just Gen Y employees, and has clarity of workplace norms. The truth is that many Gen Y employees, including those who have completed internships, enter the workplace ill-equipped to handle an agency's corporate culture. In addition, the college experience doesn't require students to complete any Workplace 101 seminars, which contributes to Gen Y's lack of workplace experiences that deal with changing work requirements, deadlines, and stresses. As an agency builds an effective onboarding program, here are some important questions to ponder. What does it mean to work as part of a multi-generational team? What do team members expect from you? And what should you expect from them? How should you communicate with leaders, coworkers, other agencies, and the public at large? What do finished assignments look like in this agency? Government agencies are moving forward with developing and deploying more robust onboarding programs that speak to more than just the technical requirement of a job. As part of its onboarding initiative in 2010, the National Nuclear Security Administration Futures Leaders Program incorporated a half-day focused learning event that addressed intergenerational issues through workshops, discussion, and role plays. Gen Y employees were given the opportunity to see and experience firsthand how decision science in government can be complex. Over the course of the day, they began to gain a greater appreciation for the importance role experience can play in meeting mission requirements. Another way to improve the Gen Y onboarding experience is to validate workplace expectations during the onboarding process. When it comes to onboarding, silence is not golden, and tactical information alone won't complete the onboarding experience. Generation Y employees need high levels of engagement from day one, and that engagement should include, in part, time to review, discuss, and validate workplace expectations, such as how to handle conflict, how to embrace and learn from constructive criticism, what it means to be an effective mentee, and how to offer creative ideas for your workgroup, your division, or the agency. Improving onboarding. Build an onboarding program that takes place over a year and involve leaders, staff, and experts in the program. Getting employees up to speed requires the involvement of leaders at all levels, peers, and oftentimes individuals from the outside. Gen Y employees need time to digest, understand, and apply the knowledge they have learned. Cramming a lot of information into a few days or a few weeks sounds efficient, but it's not practical for Gen Y employees. For them to really be effective on the job, they need time to understand how best to use their newfound knowledge of not just the tactical aspects of their job, but the world of work as well. Both the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and NASA know that to keep an onboarding program relevant and sustainable, it requires a constant communication exchange between hiring managers, human capital officials, and new employees. The agencies use survey instruments to help them identify and validate the onboarding needs of employees and make adjustments to their onboarding programs based on their survey results. Fred Soto, a guru in performance leadership, believes that the onboarding experience should begin the day an offer is accepted. In Getting On Board, a model for integrating and engaging new employees, the Partnership for Public Service identifies a checklist of activities an agency can deploy throughout the course of a year to ensure that its employees remain fully engaged and they get the just-in-time knowledge needed to be effective. This same study also concludes that successful onboarding of employees during their first year of service increases engagement and raises retention by as much as 25%, improves performance, and hastens the time to full productivity. It's also important that an agency identify clear metrics of success that determine whether an onboarding program is successful or is failing to meet the mark. Some of those metrics should be tactical in nature. For example, did everyone complete the program? Did they do it on time? Did they effectively use technology? Just as important, agencies should look to identify strategic metrics. For example, is the onboarding program improving retention? Is it helping individuals better understand the mission? Is it helping individuals to value the importance of leadership, working across organizational lines, and building generational competencies? Is the program helping people fit into the corporate culture, and do they better understand their performance requirements? Ultimately, agencies should strive for one universal goal, to have an onboarding program that prepares staff to meet mission requirements by establishing an encouraging environment that is focused on unlocking potential. The proceeding has been excerpted from T&D Magazine, a monthly publication of the American Society for Training and Development. For more information, please visit our website at www.astd.org. T&D's editor is Paula Ketter. T&D's managing editor is Vanessa St. Gerard. Music by Incompetech.com. And I'm your host, Vanessa St. Gerard.